This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now, it's time for the collaborative effort of people who are in my various posses to be working on the talkers' top news talk radio stories of the past year. The people of 2016 in the focus, and what I do here each week at this time is to invite the members of my staff. I don't know that they think they're invited. I think they think they're told. This is what we're going to do in this hour. And
deal
so
with
I
it.
Have. Yes. Jennifer Horn is here, and Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Let's see, who's off? Oh, McFadden's off because he thinks this is a good week to take a vacation. Can you imagine all the things
that
are going on?
No one's doing that.
I know.
Can I tell you how much I wish that, given the traffic, because I live in Los Angeles, and the traffic is always nuts, always,
yep.
You know, it's Saturdays, Sundays, any day.
Mm-hmm.
This week has been beautiful. If we could just implement holidays all throughout the year like this, I'd
I was
be
on
so
the
excited.
110 coming, what was it, yesterday? I came, or the day before, I was coming up the 110 from San Pedro to go across to where Megan lives in Los Feliz. And 110
or
was
Los
horrible.
Feliz, but.
And them, too. It was awful. And the crashes. And this, you wonder about the end of the year and looking into the new year. They're all the discussion of New Year's and Halloween, good dog, and the revelry for New Year's, drinking and driving and the stupid things that people do. And nobody, it doesn't seem that anybody learns the lesson from the year before. Because it's always the same story, especially on these highways, whether it's here in Los Angeles where Jennifer and I are, or New York where Victoria is, or Kara down in Washington, or wherever you may be. The nutcakes get out, and the best example I can give you of this, and then we'll move into our rundown of the top 15 stories. The woman who, if you have not heard this story, there was a woman on trial this past week for killing her husband. Listen to the story. They were drinking at a Christmas party, and he had a motorcycle. He'd come on his own, and she'd come from work in her car. So they drink it up, and they're both sloshed. I mean, wiped out. Blood alcohol levels twice what the limit is. So the party's all over, and he decides he's going to go home, and she says, okay, I'll follow you. So he gets on his motorcycle, is so drunk that he falls off the motorcycle on the highway, and she's so drunk that she runs over him and kills him. So if that isn't the story of stories when it comes to drinking and driving, I don't know what it is. If you don't get a message from that, you're too thick to get it no matter what. I mean, how much more can you display or tell in terms of an example of what happens when you drink too much than something like that? And she's being charged with manslaughter. She'll go to jail 4 or 5 years probably for doing something that she wouldn't have done if she hadn't been out of control drunk.
That'll be nothing compared to the guilt that she lives with the rest of her
life. Okay, but in that circumstance, I mean, I sound like a heartless, no-good SOB, but I think she deserves it. Anybody who abuses alcohol and drugs and that sort of thing to the detriment of other people, you want to kill yourself, go right ahead. Help yourself to doing whatever damage you want to do, as long as you're not doing it to somebody else, especially somebody that you love. And more often than not, these sorts of things happen. I could tell you stories making your hair stand on end about what went on in my family when I was a kid with alcohol. It just is so unnecessary, thoughtless, selfish, whatever word you want to use for it. Please, this program, this hour of the program will air all over the place, all over the weekend. So maybe there'll be somebody who hear it and think twice. And if that happens, that's good. We've done our job. Okay, the job here actually is to go through the top 15 stories from this past year, and then the people that are on the list, then we'll talk about said list and said people. At number 15 on the top talk stories of the year, the national anthem protesting that went on, started by Kaepernick, Kaminsky, Kabunga Bunga, I don't think he deserves the respect of giving him his real name. I just find him to be obnoxious. But anyway,
can we in the new year call him by his real name, though?
Why?
Can we make that a New Year's resolution?
Kaepernick?
Kaepernick.
Him, too. Okay. Why
he'll
do
be
want
gone
to
probably after this season anyway, right, Jen?
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Well, that was what everybody thought at the beginning of this football season. He was just weeks away from being cut by the 49ers, and then he came up with this whole kneeling controversy, and he would take his knee during the national anthem, and all of a sudden the 49ers' hands were tied in using him because or getting rid of him because they knew he'd started this Black Lives Matter controversy.
Right.
He felt he wasn't represented, and then, I mean, it was really, from a career longevity standpoint, it was sort of a genius
move. Yeah,
yeah.
Smart move.
Well, his house is for sale, so he knows that his time is limited. So.
On the road, right.
Yep.
All right, so anyway, and there were a number of other athletes who protested and other people. I love protests. I think we should be protesting all kinds of things. Matter of fact, the number 14 item this week on the Talkers Countdown of the top discussion topics on news talk radio stations around the country this year focuses on the water scandal in Flint, which in my book, we supported, and I was very happy, frankly, to be talking about what was going on in North Dakota, because it made people understand how bad the news media is and how stupid the government is, or how influenced it is by forces that ought not to be as influential as they are. So that protest ultimately became one that was 7,000-8,000 people there, and I would like to see 10 times that many, 100 times that many protesting in Flint over this. I don't even understand how these people keep their jobs. Why they aren't all in jail? The incompetence? Why they didn't impeach the governor? I mean,
well,
this is something that's so
outrageous.
Three
of them are in jail in Flint. Three of the government officials are in jail already for
their crimes. But they haven't fixed the problem, Jennifer.
Yeah.
It's still lead all
over
the
place. Well, that's going to take a while to replace all those pipes and everything, so.
Well, it still is outrageous.
Yep.
And it's an example of the kinds of things, and it could be pointed out that not only do these things happen in government, but they happen in business. But I don't feel like if it happens in business, I'm not paying for it. If it happens in government, I'm paying for it. And I don't.
Well, that's not always true, though. Look at the Bank of America scandal. All the those accounts that were duplicated, and there were customers that were paying for that.
Okay.
And I just got a check last week for $60 from AT&T that I didn't even know I had coming to me. And apparently, AT&T, it's my cell phone provider, has been ripping me off for the last 10 years.
Wow, that's sweet,
and so someone caught them, and I got $60 out of it. But still, I mean, it does affect us with business.
Now that you mention it, I've been involved in a couple of class action lawsuits in the farming arena, where the big the farming is boiled down into a few companies controlling produce and a few companies controlling the fluid milk supply and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lady who's a farmer in Vermont got tired. She was getting cheated about $30,000, $40,000 a year and had been for 4 or 5 years. She wouldn't. They said, nah, we're not going to do anything because you farmers aren't strong enough. So
mm-hmm.
give it to her. I happen to know this lady. She got together a group of farmers, and they sued Dean Foods, and they won a settlement of $34 million.
Wow.
So, yeah, you can get it. You can get the man.
I've got $21 coming to me from Wen because it made my hair fall out.
All right, there you go.
That's some righteous bucks.
I'll probably get $4,000 or $5,000 out of that milk settlement.
Yeah.
And
wow, that's nice.
Because they cheated me too.
Yeah.
I wasn't smart enough to catch it. She was. So those are the kinds of things that we need to be really aware of, because that's just human nature, apparently. All right, when we continue along here, countdown overview of these top news stories, we go to the Iranians. There's a lot of Middle Eastern stuff, and I kind of want to glomer it all together, if you don't mind. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen at 14 past the hour.
This is the year your house gets decluttered.
This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-8.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over. making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get two croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
This report is brought to you by SunPower. From marzipan to blueberry almond cobbler, almonds are a staple ingredient during the holidays. So it's good to know that farmers and growers are turning toward the sun to provide more than just nourishment for their crops. John Wynn is with Golden Empire Shelling in Button Willow, California.
I think every farmer is an environmentalist, and I think it's just part of our makeup. We look at what's good for our community and our world, and I think we try to do the best we can for all. And solar fell right into that line of thinking. We felt that the sun is available to us, so let's not waste that.
In some U.S. counties, about 2 out of 5 farms produce renewable energy.
The decision to put SunPower solar in was because of the tracker system and lower degradation of the panels themselves, and we're looking at 30-plus years of value that we've put into this plant.
For more, visit sunpower.com.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
17 after the hour. This is the countdown. Well, this is sort of the Doug Steffen crew with the countdown stories. We usually do it every week with the top 10 of that week, but we have the overview of the end of the year. 15, the big stories, 15 of the top rated stories of the year according to Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where they have Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, and Talkers Magazine. So I don't really, I mean, we could talk until the cows come home about all of the stuff going on in the Middle East. What is there new here other than maybe the Syrian situation where the Russians and the Turks brokering a deal? The United States had nothing to do with it. Maybe that's the story as the year ends. What do you think, ladies?
Yeah, I think there's, as far as the Middle East this year, there's been a lot of changes, and I think probably most of them, it's fair to say, happened in Syria and in Turkey, and now going into 2017, there'll be changes in Israel. But, I mean, the story with Syria is a big one because there has been fighting there for 5 years, and then Bashar al-Assad, who's the leader of Syria, was able to go into Aleppo and started killing people, trapping them in their buildings, kids, adults, old people, whomever. He was just taking them all out, or his forces were. And Russia and Turkey and Syria were able to come to an agreement for a ceasefire. So that's good news. That happened just this week. And the story with that, with the ramifications for the United States, is that we just simply weren't involved with those discussions. And some people say, well, why should we be? Because we should just be more isolationist. But at the same time, the U.S. has seen its presence sort of in the theater of the world going down a little bit, and Russia taking our place. And I don't necessarily love that so much. I don't want Russia to be the world leader that the U.S. once was. So hopefully we'll be able to right that ship a little bit in 2017.
Interesting to see how the relations change, if they do or they don't. Now, one of the other things that we're talking about as the year comes to an end is the hacking, Russian DNC hacking allegations. And so Obama sends 35 diplomats home, and Putin says, I'm taking the high road. I'm not going to expel any U.S. diplomats. I'm just going to close the U.S., the American school in Moscow. That'll fix them. So let's see where that goes. 21 after the hour here on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Amazing what's going on in our country at the end of the year. We look forward to the next year. We're talking about the big discussion topics on news talk radio stations around the country. That's our job on the countdown. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Doug Steffen with the number 11 item on the countdown of the top 15, the relationship we have with China. There are a lot of people. We were talking earlier, Jennifer, about looking around this Christmas to find things that weren't made in China. And the thing that,
<Good luck.
laughs> that you wonder about is whether the Chinese want to be big, tough guys, but if they decide to get too tough on America, Americans will turn on them and they won't sell their product. We're the biggest market that they have. So there's that. But then, you know, you wonder, we always try to figure out, I think people from other cultures are hard to figure out unless you have somebody that can get in. We were talking about Putin and Obama and, you know, Putin trying to figure out Obama.
Victoria and I were talking about Rex Tillerson, who's going to be the new Secretary of State. And the jury's out because no one really knows him because he's a businessman. And so we haven't really tried him out. It could go either way because he knows Vladimir Putin. He uses the word friend with Vladimir Putin. But in business, you still have to have the successful deal at the end of the day. And so maybe being this friend or being a friendly to Putin will show us what motivates him, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, the best defense is a good offense under the circumstances. Mm-hmm. And us being careful about the Chinese. But we've already kind of, the ship has sailed. We borrowed trillions of dollars from them. And we gave them the money to give back to us.
And with China, I think you'll see President-elect Trump has been talking consistently. I mean, he's consistently talked pretty easily about Russia. But when it comes to China, he's talking about really, he feels like they've manipulated currency and done all of these things to sort of mess with our trade. That's another big threat for the next 4 years, because taking some of that business back to America is not, depending on how you do it, it's not going to make China all that happy, I don't think.
Tough. All right, number 10, bathroom laws. If you're a lesbian, or you're gay, or bisexual, or transsexual, it is transsexual, right? With the T.
Transgender.
Transgender.
That's right, too. The question that we've had lots of conversations about this back and forth. I think they're silly in North Carolina to do this. It happens. It's like other things that are resisted, but sooner or later, marijuana is a good example. The public accepts it. Gay marriage, another item that had been for a long time scorned at, and then it's accepted because when no harm is done to another person, it's hard to get all worked up about it. That's the way I think these people are very foolish in North Carolina because they can, you know, businesses, whether it's appropriate or isn't, can use this, or the state, the business say, I'm not going to do business with your state because I don't like the way you stand. And most people don't even understand what the issue is, but it's still a negative. It could be a positive if you just kind of ignored it. Is that too simple a concept? Am I right or not?
I mean, yeah, to some extent. I disagree with you on a couple of points with this. Number one, I think states should be allowed to dictate the laws within the state. We all choose to live where we are.
I don't disagree.
I have a lot.
That.
There are a lot of laws in California that I cannot stand that make me want to pull my hair out. But because I choose to live here, I have to abide by those laws. Part two of that is the pressure on businesses, which would come with these bathroom laws, to change around the entire way that they do business and change away the function of how they have their ladies in their men's rooms. That being said, I love all people. I think we need to offer people respect. I've often said, if you got the makeup on and your clothes are on right, I mean, are people going to really stop you when you go into to a different bathroom than your biological gender?
Well, in some states, that's already happened, where people have, you know, been very vigilante-like, and there have been some attacks. So
show me your private parts. That's great.
Ugh, yeah.
All right, 28 past the hour. I think I'll go down and use the restroom here, Jennifer, if that's okay, if the door's open. This is the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. A couple of members of my team, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, discussing with me an overview, just the way that we normally do it, taking apart some of the things that are on the list, the stories. Brexit became a story. I don't know what to say or do. I mean, what is so... What do we do about it? What is there to say about it? Nah, 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 nah. It was caused by immigrants, and the same thing's going to happen here.
I think 2016 was just a year of people not wanting to be bullied into doing things that they didn't think were great for themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a year of shocks and surprises and people just going, ugh, just blow it all up. I mean, really, it was like a year of just people being tired.
Yeah. Number 7 on the list of the top 15, the phenomenon known as fake news, which we seem to have paid a lot more attention to the last couple of months than we did during the course of the year. Am I right, or am I just not as observant as some?
No, it's true. No one knew it was fake in the beginning of the year. People were just sending stories around Facebook and reading one headline and then sharing it and not even knowing what the context of the story was. It was just laziness abounds. And then we found out a lot of it was fake.
All right. So have we come to a conclusion as to whether or not the story about Trump's assistant trying to find schools for kids in D.C. is a fake news story or a real news story? Because I see a little something flying around on both sides. There's some credibility to it. Others say no. So, you know,
well, Kellyanne Conway herself told the Post, she issued a statement yesterday to the Post, she commented and said that she would not classify herself as worried about it. Mm-hmm. So,
but has she received, that didn't answer the question, has she been rebuffed by some schools because she's working for Trump?
I don't think the kids have applied yet, so I think this was sort of a preemptive, the Washington elites are trying to keep Kellyanne's kids out of schools. I don't think that that's actually happened yet.
Now, I had seen that 4 schools had turned her down. This is what we talk about, fake news. Yeah. This is just it. You get one, you get a news story, and there's a shred of truth to it, and then people in different avenues start to blow it up in different directions.
Well, right? then she said, she didn't deny it. She just said, I don't think I'll have a problem. But
right.
She didn't deny that the kids have been turned away from schools because she works for Trump.
I don't. Yeah, I don't. First of all, Washington is filled with so many schools and so many people of different political beliefs. I would really find it hard to believe that schools are turning away kids that already have Republicans, Independents, Democrats, foreign kids. Everybody's all mixed up. So I don't know. I just find that kind of ridiculous.
Well,
but you know what? I mean, the truth is, in Washington, D.C., Republicans and Democrats alike did not like Trump. I mean, he was sort of the anti-Washington insider. It wouldn't surprise me if, because she works, not just because she has an R by her name, because she's a Republican. I don't think that's the story. I think the story is that she managed his campaign. She helped him win. I could see where she would probably have some difficulty.
How did she help him win?
People.
What did she do to help him win?
Oh, gosh. I think she recognized, and we talked about this before, she recognized the vulnerabilities in the polling numbers in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. She saw that Hillary Clinton was not bringing in the poll numbers that Obama was back in 2012 and 2008. And so she went after those states, and she put him out there all the time. I mean, simply, Trump outworked Hillary Clinton. I mean, that really is what came to play. He outworked her in the states that actually ended up mattering and flipping, and I think because she's a pollster and because of her background, she identified those vulnerabilities.
Mm-hmm. All right, that makes good sense. Well thought out. Thank you. Next on the overview here, all the stuff going on in the Middle East. I think we've talked enough about that. I'm tired of talking about it, frankly. The police and the shootings. The one stat that comes out of this relationship story, we have a relationship with the police, a relationship with the news media. Sometimes things are tense. Sometimes we don't really know what's going on. Some we have different points of view. I feel strongly about good police. I don't feel strongly that all police are good, but most of them are. They're the ones that deserve respect and honor as men and women who wear the uniform in the service. Same thing. And I think the disrespect that is shown in area with some of these people that are just mental, the fact that you would just shoot a policeman because he's standing there, you have no beef with him, you don't even know him, you have no connection to him,
you
just stand, walk up to him and you shoot him. Nah, those people need to fry if you don't kill them first. And that sounds very, very crude, as there is so much violence in our society. But I just, the other side of it is, and people will argue this, well, Doug, what about the mental health of these people? By doing this, they are, in essence, admitting that they are out of their minds. They are, they're insane. So don't we need to show them some mercy? And I don't really know how to come back from that argument. Mercy, and then you got to really know who it is that you're prosecuting. And I'm not sure that sometimes they always do, because sometimes they get the wrong guy and sometimes the wrong person pays a penalty. There's too much of that as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, there's no excuse. You can't justify whether you're mentally ill or you're not. How'd you get the gun if you're mentally ill? All of these questions keep coming up. And we go from year to year to year, and we don't seem to get answers to them. I'm frustrated about this, and the problem is that more policemen have been killed in the line of duty this last year than for as long as people can remember. I think 153 police officers were killed or died in the line of duty this year, which is up substantially, even in a year.
And it's like they're being,
targets.
It's not like that. Yeah, it's not like they're, you know, in hand-to-hand combat out there. It's people are picking them off, not even engaging into, I hate to use the word fair fight, but they're just seeing them as like sitting ducks and shooting at them and trying to hurt them from crazy places. I mean, the danger with all of this is, how do we really get good police officers in that position anymore? I know there are still people who are going into the police force and doing so with a good heart. But if you're being targeted every time you go out, if people are giving you, yelling at you and yelling insults at you, constantly staring at you, waiting for you to make a mistake, having the camera phones in your place, in your face, who the heck wants to be a police officer? I mean, it's just, it's sad state of affairs.
The other side of it is, as we get toward the end of the year, there are a lot of people discussing whether and how to use these videos the police are getting because they're wearing the cameras themselves or they're in the car. There's a clampdown of information, and some jurisdictions and some states are saying, nope, we're not going to make this public. The news media is going to have to sue us if they want to get at it. We're not going to show these things unless it comes up at a trial. And I don't know if that's counterproductive or not. What do you get them for if you're not going to use them?
Right.
And people see.
And who are you protecting?
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't send the message. That doesn't ease anyone's mind, you know, especially if you're a minority in the country and you feel targeted, just like Jen was saying, that the police have been targeted in retaliation.
Yep.
That's not doing anybody any good.
No.
Transparency is what we need, and that's the opposite. So I don't understand that.
A country doesn't handle these things the way we have, and the biggest problem, what we're not handling, is the mental illness issue. And that's, we're not a progressive country. If we are that bad at handling people who we ought to be taking care of, I feel very strongly about what our obligation is as citizens. We pay our taxes. Who gets help? Those damn people that are coming here from Somalia that are getting thousands of dollars a year here illegally, and people who are mentally ill aren't getting proper treatment. The VA is not getting proper treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to look in the mirror and think to ourselves, well, and maybe that's why Trump got elected, because people are so angry with these sorts of things happening. It's time for a change. Now, let's hope he takes advantage of the openness, the first 100 days or whatever it is, and fixes some of these things, because they are crying, they're screaming for attention. And people are just fed up, as they ought to be. Anyway, so I think we've covered number two is the Russian hacking, and that's been talked to death. And President Trump and yada yada, his victory, that'll continue to be talked to death. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the year-end, year-in-review. This is something that we traditionally have done every year, Michael Harrison and I, as we put together our plans for the next year, look back and think, okay, this is a gig that kind of works, because we are on top of, thanks to the research at Talkers Magazine, what is going on with radio stations, hosts, programs around the country. And so, as a result of their scouring around, these are the top 15 items, the top stories of the year, according to the work at Talkers Magazine. All the protesting going on by certain players of color, for the most part, of the playing of the national anthem, that was 15. Situation in Flint, Michigan, with the water there, a discussion about that, 14. The nuclear test being done by North Korea and the Iranians, number 12. The whole contorted thing of the FBI suing Apple to get information, and Apple wins. They don't give any information to the FBI. Number 11, our relationship with China. Number 10, the bathroom laws and how these are being implemented or not, depending on what state you're in. A big conversation for a lot of the right-wing stations and hosts. The death of Antonin Scalia, number 9, mostly because the focus on the discussion of who would replace him took a lot of time in the late summer and early fall. Brexit, number 8. Number 7, this whole thing about fake news, European terror attacks in Brussels and in Paris, and I mean that pretty much brings us through number 5 and number 4 as well, the whole mess in the Middle East and what it does to our relations with Russia. Number 3, the police and shootings back and forth, Hillary Clinton. Number 2 is a presidential candidate. Number 1, the presidential race and Donald Trump's victory. That's it on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, at 43 past the hour.
It's a Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-8.
Burger King presents breakfast stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and egg on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
This report is brought to you by SunPower. From marzipan to blueberry almond cobbler, almonds are a staple ingredient during the holidays. So it's good to know that farmers and growers are turning toward the sun to provide more than just nourishment for their crops. John Wynn is with Golden Empire Shelling in Button Willow, California.
I think every farmer is an environmentalist, and I think it's just part of our makeup. We look at what's good for our community and our world, and I think we try to do the best we can for all. And solar fell right into that line of thinking. We felt that the sun is available to us, so let's not waste that.
In some U.S. counties, about 2 out of 5 farms produce renewable energy.
The decision to put SunPower solar in was because of the tracker system and lower degradation of the panels themselves, and we're looking at 30-plus years of value that we've put into this plant.
For more, visit sunpower.com.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
The Top Radio Countdown.
All right, let's work our way through the people list if we can for this last weekend in December, last weekend of the year. Looking over the list at 15, Angela Merkel. Are you supposed to pronounce it Angela? It's Angela.
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 Yeah.
Ooh, Angela. I like Angela better, but.
We'll send her a no, Dougie.
Yeah.
No, okay. At number 14, Colin Kaepernick. What?
It's Colin. Before we do the most important names of the year, we may want to practice some
I'm not proud of that guy's name. He doesn't deserve any respect or attention.
Colin Kaepernick.
Thank you. Okay. 13 is Kim Jong-un. I think he would make it.
That's good.
Would he be a good gay lover for Colin Kaepernick?
Oh, boy.
Okay, number 12. Antonin Scalia, who passed away during the year. What's to say about him? We all know where he came from. What I find most interesting about his life, at least as far as a jurist is concerned, wasn't his public life, but his private life. His best friend was Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and the two of them couldn't have been any further apart in terms of their philosophy.
I
and
love that. We need more of that. Right, I love that.
And the fact that Ted Kennedy, his closest friend in the Senate, was Orrin Hatch. Two guys completely different ideologically, like light years away from each other. It just shows that you can do it if you want to.
Right.
Number
it's
11.
Like Jennifer always says, I have referenced Jennifer's saying a lot, you know, when did politics become a team sport? Mm. You know, I mean, it's
so annoying.
It really is.
Yeah,
we don't connect as humans anymore. We just connect on platforms, and it's terrible.
It's so pat, too. It's so predictable. Okay, number 11, Mike Pence, speaking of being predictable, talk radio host, became a congressman, then governor, now vice president. I'm sure he thinks of himself as presidential timber. Let's see how that works out for him. Bernie Sanders, number 10. Ben Carson, number 9. Didn't we change our opinion about Ben Carson during the year? He just turned out to be a salty, stable, secure guy.
Really? That's not my opinion. What did you think beforehand?
I thought he was just kind of a lightweight frankly.
I went the other way. I thought in the beginning, oh, wow, you know, this intelligent neurosurgeon, this might be a nice person to have in the mix. And then he went, every time he opened his mouth, I lost more and more respect for him. So,
I would have thought that would have applied.
I think he's, I like him. I respect him. I think he's probably a good, decent human being. But so glad he did not win the primary.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think he's a bad person. I just don't agree with the stuff that
Number eight, Chris Christie. What can you say about him that has been said 100 times?
Good riddance.
Marco Rubio is 7. Ted Cruz 6. Bill Clinton 5. Putin 4. Obama 3. Hillary 2. And the Donald 1. No surprise there. Countdown to 10 before the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Coast to coast.
53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug with Victoria Keelan going through the top five technology items from this past week. And there are a lot of them, a lot of important information here. So let's get at it, starting with the number five item, Victoria.
Well, if you still have some Amazon boxes left over from Christmas packaging, which most households do since Amazon had such a banner year, Amazon has made it easier to recycle those boxes and to do some good at the same time. They've actually teamed up with Goodwill, and it's called the Give Back Box Program. And so you can use those empty Amazon boxes, fill them with things that you no longer want, household goods, clothing, accessories, things that you know you want to donate to the Goodwill. And all you do, plop them in the Amazon box, go for, print out a free shipping label at givebackbox.com, and just drop them off at a local UPS or postal service location, and then they get mailed to the to your nearest Goodwill. I think you do also get a tax little slip for it if you're donating to Goodwill, but this is something that Amazon said they feel like they want to recycle the boxes, obviously, because there's a lot of packaging, and to give back to Goodwill. Amazon felt this is something they really wanted to try this year. And so far, the program's actually been really successful. So we may see Amazon doing more of this type of thing with charity in the future.
Yeah, okay. So that's good news. Number four this week in terms of the top five tech stories.
Snapchat and Uber teamed up, which seems like a very strange partnership. But again, this is another thing that seems to be really popular. Snapchat has exclusive filters that only work while you're in an Uber. So while you're in your Uber, you log on to your Snapchat and you can choose one of the Snap filters and you can send them to your friends who are waiting for you at a restaurant or destination or party or wherever you're going, and you can send them these exclusive filters. And there's lots of fun stuff you can do. It makes the ride go a little bit faster. And it's, of course, another, you know, tech partnership. We're probably going to see that this is a sign of bigger things to come between Uber and Snapchat. And now Uber also announced you can Uber to a person instead of a destination. That launched last week as well. So Uber's getting more and more personal and trying to become even more ingrained in your everyday routine.
They're smart. They learn how to adapt to their circumstances, whatever they are, and I think that that's important. Okay, that's good for success. Number three this week on our Tech Countdown.
This was an interesting story that's definitely going to carry well into 2017. An investigative reporter named Jason Leopold, along with a PhD candidate at MIT named Ryan Shapiro, they filed a lawsuit together against the CIA, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence for failure to comply with a Freedom of Information Act request seeking records pertaining to the Russian hacking in the U.S. election. So, essentially, under the Freedom of Information Act, when a journalist requests information, the agency has 10 days to comply, and they've requested twice now throughout the months of November and December without any answer. And so this is where this lawsuit came from. They want to know specific things, specific terms that are tied to Russia's hacking of campaign-related systems. So this is, and they're also, they also want to know the communication between the FBI Director James Comey and the White House about what they knew about the Russian involvement with hacking. And of course, this is just becoming a bigger and bigger story now with sanctions and things like that. So we'll see where this lawsuit goes. It is the first of its kind, so it'll be interesting to see what the outcome is.
Right. Number two, a focus on Samsung again.
Well, Samsung this time has some good news. Of course, you know, the fiasco of the exploding Galaxy Note 7s, that was bad for business, and then the washing machines, also bad. Samsung had a tough 2016. But in 2017, the Galaxy S8 will be released for Android users, and their new assistant, which is similar to Siri, his name is Bixby, and Bixby will be involved in all of the preloaded apps. So just like Siri, you'll be able to use Bixby on other apps that are on the phone. They've also done things like they've taken away the headphone jack, just like iPhone did, so it's all wireless. And they also, like iPhone, have a dual-lens camera. So Samsung is really going toe-to-toe now with the iPhone 7.
Some warped mind is going to put the two of them together, Siri and Bixby, and there'll be an X-rated app using the two of them. All right, number one.
The Luke Skywalker arm has finally actually come to life. This is the this is a revolutionary prosthetic. It's going to veterans first, which is really wonderful, and it is an incredible piece of technology. They've named it Luke after Luke Skywalker's replacement arm in Star Wars. So this is great. They've got the first two already rolled out to veterans.
Big technology stories of the week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, part of the DJV crowd at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.